This is the brief on handling unusual pet euthanasia requests. When a deeply rewarding pet-owner relationship ends, veterinarians are increasingly fielding highly unconventional requests to help owners grieve. First, vets absolutely must know their crematory partners, because those facilities are a direct extension of the passing process. You gotta ask, is the place clean? Are pets transported on a nice stretcher with a blanket, or just a cadaver bag? Are they kept in totally separate compartments? Ask yourself, would you feel comfortable having your own pet cremated by this facility? Second, let's talk about the wild rise in unique keepsakes. We're seeing everything from mixing ashes with tattoo ink to literally spinning a shaved Malamute's fur into a sweater. People are even preserving samples for cloning or getting stuffed replicas from places like Cuddle Clones. What seems like a weird science experiment to one person is a vital emotional anchor for another. If society widely accepts clay paw prints, why do we instinctively scoff at a nose or tail impression? Since these super specific requests are driven by profound loss, your response is everything. Finally, this all comes down to the rule of compassionate open-mindedness. Treat every single request with respect. No laughing, no recoiling. Instead of a knee-jerk no, try saying, "Well, I haven't done that yet, but let's see if it's possible." Remember, 30 years ago, a simple clay paw print was considered kind of strange. Grief doesn't come with a standardized rulebook, so our goodbyes really shouldn't either. Ultimately, navigating pet loss isn't just about the medical procedure. It's about holding space for deeply personal grief, one nose print or fur sweater at a time.